Hey, hey, welcome, Full Frontal Living listeners. If you are just tuning in for the first time, my name's Lisa Carpenter. I'm a master coach and emotional resiliency expert, and I'm here to dive into real, raw, and honest conversations about what it takes to navigate life as a high achiever without the frustration, overwhelm, anxiety, and exhaustion. This podcast is for you if you've always push to hit your goals, but despite your success, you're feeling burnt out without a way out. This is impacting your self-image, your health, and the vision you have for your life. On this podcast, the Full Frontal Living Podcast, you get to love what you do, but I want you to love yourself more, because here it's time to stop surviving and start thriving. And I'm here to help my listeners create a lifestyle that support sustainability and stamina. And today we are going down the rabbit hole of my journey with perfectionism and how this sneaky behavior robs us of our stamina. So first, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in, subscribed, left a review, and shared. I'm so honored that you've chosen to share your time with me, and I don't take that lightly. It's also what caused me to get into the weeds a bit, though, with this podcast. You see, running a business online is both a blessing, but it can also be a huge distraction. Every day, we're bombarded with messages of how to do things, who's doing things, along with other people's results, impacts, etc., etc. And I had a woman reach out to me on Instagram, which is my social media platform of choice, to share how much she's enjoying listening and to ask me how much time and energy it takes me to produce the show. And the honest truth is, not that much. You probably just heard a motorcycle go by in the background, because I'm not going to edit it out. I literally sit down with an idea and I hit record. Sometimes I have notes in front of me, like today, if I have key points that I want to hit. And sometimes I will just write out an episode if I want to make sure I deliver a more concise message. But often it's just me sitting down and hitting record with no other plan other than to let the message come through me. You may have noticed some episodes are shorter and some are longer. This, again, is because I don't plan or time out what I have to say. I have been 100% okay with this until I started listening to some more seasoned podcasters. They were sharing that it takes them hours to produce their episodes between the planning, the editing, and the show notes. And that's when my head trash started to show up. That part of me that likes to do things right and get things perfect, I started questioning myself and if the show was going to be good enough or successful enough if I didn't clean it up. And then I remembered the very reason I started this podcast. I wanted to give myself and every single one of you listening permission to let go and do things your way, which means it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to get done. In the words of one of my mentors, Jim Fortin, perfectionism is failure. So here over at Full Frontal Living, we strive for excellence. So how do you define excellence versus perfectionism? If you haven't listened to episode one and my backstory, I encourage you to go back and listen. The catalyst for my personal transformation was due to my husband's struggle with addiction, which gave me the opportunity to look at my own stuff, which I know sounds very flippant, but I did have a choice. I had a choice to be a victim, or I had a choice to show up and really see what was available for me in this experience, because we didn't end up together by accident. So I had been a coach for a very long time, but at the same time, I was totally clueless to the behaviors that were clouding my vision and not allowing me to be me. I thought I was being me, but I was hiding behind behaviors I was clueless to, and I had no idea how much they were impacting how I was showing up in the world. Somewhere along the line, I had decided that who I was wasn't good enough, and like all humans, I started taking on behaviors to help me feel loved, safe, and give me a sense of belonging. In fact, pretty much everything we do in life is to feed on those three needs. We literally change who we are to make sure those three things aren't at risk. Crazy, huh? At a very young age, we start looking to our right and to our left to make sure we fit in with the pack, because our subconscious mind believes that our lives are literally at risk if we don't. So just before my 40th birthday, I had my awakening, and boy, was it painful. I want to share with you today how I discovered my struggle with perfectionism. And honestly, this is really something I've only shared with my private clients behind closed doors. I'm very honest and open with my clients because I believe in the power of storytelling. I believe that stories connect us and allow us to see ourselves in other. And that's part of the reason why I started this podcast. But even still, putting it out here in such a public way, it does feel vulnerable. But it's such a powerful story, and I know it's meant to serve more of you. So I want to talk about what happened. So I spent, I believe it was a week, over at an addiction recovery center over here in Vancouver, and they run a program for families. And it meant leaving my family for a week and diving into my own stuff. And a lot of things transpired during this week, but this was one of the biggest aha moments I had. My counselor or therapist had given us an exercise. She wanted us to basically create a wall. So an imaginary wall, but she gave us a piece of paper. It was basically an art project, and we had to draw bricks in the wall. And all these bricks, she wanted us to write down every single brick in our wall. So this wall was the wall of disconnection, the things that kept us disconnected from ourselves and from others. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to nail this exercise. I'm going to totally get it right. And I really approached it with the attitude of, I'm going to put every single thing I can think of on that wall, because I'm not going to let anybody in this room call me out, right? So right there, I hope you're hearing kind of the dysfunction behind that, right? Like, I literally did not want to be wrong. So I stopped at the local Walmart on the way home, and I picked up some pencil crayons, and I spent the evening drawing this beautiful wall with colorful bricks. And inside the bricks had, you know, things like my cell phone and money and work and everything I could think of about how I blocked connection to myself and connection to others. So the next day, I walked into that therapy room feeling pretty confident that I was going to get a gold star on this exercise, only to really be taken to my knees yet again, which is what happens in transformation. You know, it's meant to be disruptive. So we were sitting in a circle, and I'm talking about a circle of, these were professional people. These are well-educated, smart, amazing men and women. And we're all sitting in this circle, awkward, uncomfortable, not really wanting to be there. I think we all thought that we were there to learn about our addict and how to help them. And many of us were kind of sideswiped to realize that we were actually there because we had just as big a problem. So it came my turn, and I had to hold up my piece of paper in front of me, in front of my chest, so that all my peers could see it. So right there, it's very vulnerable, even though I thought that I, you know, had nailed the exercise. And my counselor leaned in, and she looked at it, and she sat back. She said, "What's the first thing you guys notice about Lisa's wall?" And right away, my defenses went up, right? I could feel myself sitting up taller, because I'm thinking like, what are you talking about? I've totally nailed this exercise. And she leaned back in again, and she looked at me, and she said, "It's very pretty, Lisa." I immediately got even more defensive. But it was the first time she was calling me out on my perfectionism, and I hadn't seen it. It was the first time I had been called out on how I looked. And honestly, I pushed back. I pushed back hard. I went into justifying, and, you know, it was an art project, and I wanted to have fun with it and use color. And oh, I said all the things, but I was squirming in my seat. We humans have some pretty standard ways of dealing with things when we feel threatened. And trust me, the threat is rarely life-threatening. However, our brains don't realize what is a real threat versus a threat to our egos. So we run, or we feel paralyzed, or we fight. And I bet just listening to me, you can guess which one I am. And if you guess that I'm a fighter, you'd be totally right. Like I said, I instantly went into justifying, which, by the way, is another behavior we use to mask what we're feeling, and one I often see in my clients and I have to watch for myself, right? I felt uncomfortable. I felt ashamed. I felt sad. I felt threatened. So I immediately justified why I had made my wall so pretty. But the truth is, you know, I didn't need to fight for it because none of it mattered, because I knew in my gut she was right. I used pretty as a way of shielding myself and hiding my insecurities. A few weeks ago, I had an opportunity to speak at a local group of squirrel girls age 13 to 15 for a program called Go Girl. This is a day experience where the girls who aren't the most outgoing, popular, or athletic get to come and try some cool events, listen to some cool speakers, and do some really neat activities. It's one of the hardest gigs I take every year, but I do it because the message I deliver matters. It's hard because girls of that age pretty much sit with their arms crossed in front of them and rarely communicate what they're feeling. Poker faces that aren't super inviting. This year was different, and I don't know if it's because I'm so deeply in the pocket of my message or if I've just moved even more past my own stuff. But this year, my message seemed to really land, and they really heard me. Here's what I shared about perfectionism. The stories we tell ourselves about ourselves are the stories that create who we are and how we hide. My perfectionism was born from the story I began to tell myself when I was a young teen, that I wasn't smart. I struggled in school. Learning didn't come easily, especially when it came to math and science. And although I loved learning about things that were interest to me, learning just because I was told I needed to learn something never really landed well with me. I knew I wouldn't be an accountant, so why did I need math? So unconsciously, I decided if I couldn't be smart, I could be pretty. Like I said, it wasn't a conscious decision, but just what happened, so I could find a way to fit in and feel like I belonged. I know many of my clients have the opposite story. They believe if they couldn't be pretty, then they could be smart. Ironically, when my middle son was diagnosed with a learning disability, I realized that it was time for me to release my I'm not smart story. In reading how his brain worked and how he learned, I was able to see my own story. And I remember it was such a defining moment in my life and my business, because how can you grow a thriving business if subconsciously you believe you're not smart? So in that moment, I had a full body cry, like those deep cries that start at your toes and move all the way through you, as this story of me not being smart fell away. I just realized that I learned differently, but that didn't mean that I wasn't smart. So that was really the beginning of that unraveling. However, I never saw the perfection story until that moment in my therapy room. So excellence means that I show up and I do my best. I put myself out there and I stop worrying about if the font is perfect or if my hair looks right or if I've said the right thing. I just do me and I let that be enough. Perfectionism shows up when I'm scared. Like if I'm brushing my hair for 30 minutes before a speaking engagement, obsessing about what to wear, or spending an hour looking for just the right font I'm using on a PDF, which I totally used to do, or nitpicking a photo that 20 minutes from now, no one is going to remember anyways. Even with live streaming, I used to get terrified of live streaming. Do you remember a live stream that you watched 3 years ago? And if the person tripped over their words? Of course we don't. So much information is moving so quickly. Perfectionism is about trying to avoid the judgment of others, but also it masks the self-judgment that we are marinating in. We use it when we're striving to feel good enough and not wanting to be with the underlying feelings that we're not. Trust me when I say that there is nothing that someone else can say to you that will ever be as damaging as what you're saying to yourself. I used perfectionism to hide my insecurities, not just from the world, but from myself. They helped me avoid looking deeper and feeling what I was feeling. The irony is when we don't allow ourselves to feel what we're feeling, that in fact, our emotions are running the show. When we just lean in and explore what's really going on, we stop having to work so hard to avoid feeling what we don't want to feel. I hope that's making sense to you guys, right? We literally use perfectionism so we don't have to feel the insecurity, the not enoughness, the what if somebody doesn't like me. I started this podcast because I'm here to help you get curious. I share my story so you can look more deeply into your own. And this is why it's way more important that I just sit down and speak than worrying about if everything is going to be perfectly curated for you on every episode, and if the sound is going to be perfect, and if there won't be a dog in the background or a motorbike going by. This is why I'm willing to be raw and honest, because in my opinion, we need more leaders to share what growth is like behind the scenes and the journey that we've had to walk to create the lives that we have now and the businesses that we have and the health that we have and the family relationships that we have. I want to own every part of who I am unapologetically, and I want the same for you. You see, exhaustion doesn't just come from doing too much, but also from the behaviors that are robbing you of your emotional energy. Perfectionism is exhausting, and it's one of many, many behaviors that I'm going to dive into in future episodes of this podcast. I want to end this episode by asking you what you're avoiding doing in your life because you're not ready or you think it's not perfect yet. I'm curious to know how perfectionism is showing up for you. Is it not having photos taken with your family? Is it not wanting to throw on a toothpaste bathing suit yet? Is it not being ready to get on a live video? For some of my clients, they can't eat healthy unless they believe that they can follow that perfect plan. And the same goes for their workouts. Maybe it's launching your business. It might be a thought you want to express or a program you want to create. It might simply be showing up as the expectations you're putting on yourself as a parent or a business owner or as a friend or colleague. Maybe you're just putting off a tough conversation because you don't believe you have just the right words so it will go exactly as planned. Or maybe you're wanting to launch your own podcast. Remember, you can rewrite your stories and rewire your brain. It's as simple as acknowledging your behavior. So I want you to start identifying what perfectionism looks like. Being honest with yourself about what you're actually feeling in that moment, because the emotion is driving the behavior, and then dismissing both. I want you to know it's okay to feel what you're feeling, but that doesn't make it okay for your emotion to rule then your behaviors and the actions you're taking. For instance, if I catch myself trying to come up with the perfect episode, I will challenge myself to just sit down, hit record, and talk and see what comes out. And then I challenge myself to just hit publish. I do this as an exercise in letting go and no longer being available for perfectionism. I do not have the emotional energy any longer to be so hard on myself. And I want the same for you. If I catch myself constantly checking my makeup and hair in the morning before maybe I have a speaking gig like I did last week, I simply step back from the mirror, acknowledge, wow, I'm feeling really nervous and maybe a little bit anxious. And then I say, you know, what can I do in this moment to help myself feel better? Because the perfect hair and makeup is not going to do that. I'm just trying to avoid the anxiety and the nervousness I'm feeling. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with feeling what you're feeling. It's pretty normal to feel a little bit nervous before a speaking gig. I think that would be true for almost everybody. If I catch myself comparing myself to others, I remind myself it doesn't matter how perfect they look because I'm here to do me, to share my message of realness and to allow my listeners, you, to start dipping your toes in the same. So take some time and identify how and when perfectionism shows up so you can acknowledge and dismiss your own behaviors. And so you can actually start to tune in and allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and stop making it wrong and stop judging it. Remember, you are the author of your stories and the feeler of your feelings. You have so much more power and control than you give yourself credit for, but we got to wake you up first so you can get back in the driver's seat. Every behavior gives you the opportunity to know you better. And that, my friends, is what full frontal living is all about. You having the best and most connected relationship with yourself. I want you to know yourself intimately so you can release everything that is holding you back from living a life that is filled with physical and emotional wellness. I want you to have more peace, joy, fulfillment, and wellness. I hope today's episode was helpful. And please, if this has inspired you to take action in your own life or just highlighted one of your own blind spots, I would love to hear more. Simply reach out by DMing me on Instagram or send me an email, and I'll include the links in the show notes. As always, I would love for you to please share this episode. And if you haven't left a review and rating on iTunes, I would be so grateful if you did. It helps others find me and get my message out into the world to the women and men who really need to hear this. Also, before I wrap this episode, I wanted to let you know that right now I'm doing a handful of single one-to-one full frontal living coaching sessions. Now, this isn't something I normally offer as an option to working with me. Most of my clients work with me for a significant amount of time, but every now and then I feel called to just do these single kind of one-off sessions. I know the power of these single sessions from past offerings. So if you are struggling with perfectionism, control, the relationship you're having with your body, your physical well-being and wellness, or just trapped in being this like human doing who is exhausted, please don't hesitate to reach out and learn more. In 1 hour, I can completely rewire how you think and feel about yourself and help you transform into the best version of you. And imagine what's possible for you on the other side of your own wake-up call. So until next week, listeners, thank you for being here. Seek excellence. And most importantly, please be kind to yourself. Your relationship with you is the most valuable relationship you'll ever have. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.